This is Rachel Swanson, and you are listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. Welcome to the podcast where I help refine away the areas in your life that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Many of us have phrases that we are repeating in our heads over and over again that are not only unhealthy, but lies that we are believing in about ourselves. We don't think much of this because it feels normal, but I want to encourage you today to listen closely to the thoughts and phrases in your mind that you are saying about yourself and ask yourself, are these healthy thoughts and are they really true? So today on the podcast, I want to tell you about the five main lies I'm removing from my vocabulary right now. And maybe this will give you the encouragement to assess your own life, assess your own heart and your mind, and see what kind of lies you might be believing in that you maybe didn't notice before. Maybe take a moment and a pause after this podcast episode and take an inventory of what is it that I'm believing that has been unhealthy, negative, and I need to find a new phrase, a new healthy and positive and truthful phrase about who I really am. So, number one, for me, one of my number one lies is that I'm a failure. So this lie hits me on all fronts of my life. You know, I feel like I'm a failure as a friend because maybe I don't connect with others as much as I feel I should since I work from home and I pursue a lot of other things and I have very limited time. I feel like I'm a failure of a wife sometimes because I don't always give my husband the time and attention that, you know, truthfully our relationship deserves. I'm a failure of a mom because I'm happier with them being in school than having them home with me. I'm a failure as a coach because I've had some unsuccessful launches where nobody has signed up. Failure is tricky because although you may experience a failed moment in your life or maybe subsequent failures, this does not mean you are a failure. There's a difference. Saying I'm a failure hits your identity instead of saying, well, I failed at that, but it doesn't mean I'm a failure. Or, well, that didn't really work out all that well, but this doesn't mean that that's the determination of who I really am. The truth is, our failures lead us toward our greatest successes if we choose to live in this truth. Albert Einstein, the man who created the light bulb, said, I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. You know, great success, this is what he says, and he continues to say, great success is built on failure, frustration, even catastrophe. Did you know that Albert Einstein, he also did not speak until he was 4 years old, and he did not read until he was 7? So although to the external eye, people would have probably thought Albert Einstein was a failure in multiple ways, from when he was a child to when he continued to fail about reaching his goal and success of creating a light bulb, he turned out to be one of the leading inventors of this century because he refused to see his quote-unquote failures as actual failures, but instead saw them as potentially taking another step in the right direction towards the desired destination, hope, and dream that he wanted to go. We can also have wrong interpretations of failure based on what society pressures us to believe. We are a failure for having postpartum depression and having to take medication to overcome these feelings so we can take care of our kids better. Do you see how silly that actually sounds? That you're a failure for taking medication? You are actually a living success by recognizing your limitations, seeing that you need help in this season as a mom struggling with depression, and decide to take medication so you can be healthy, take care of your kids, and thrive instead of just surviving. Or instead of taking your life. Gosh, I have read this where some young moms have done this because they are so extremely depressed after having their kids and they feel all the guilt and shame of it, that maybe what would be better than that alternative of where they feel like that might be best for them, instead of actually just going ahead and what if you just hired someone to watch your kids and maybe even go back to work for a while to get your mind in a more healthy place again? Maybe you never went to college, but it doesn't mean that you don't have the skills to create a business from scratch or that you don't have the capabilities of doing something like this because you don't have quote unquote credentials, whatever that means anymore. The tricky part is, even if they're true for right now, you won't change unless you start changing the way you think and speak to yourself. Meaning, if you're always telling yourself, gosh, I never get the laundry finished, then you'll never get the laundry finished. But there's something powerful about stating out loud what you want it to be instead, or what you want to complete. Because by saying, I always finish the laundry by the second day of working on it, because let's give ourselves a bit of grace, people. You can't always get it done the same day. But your brain will then automatically shift into completing this thing because you don't want to lie to yourself. You know, it's actually hard to say that you did something or are going to do something and not actually do it. Your brain doesn't want you to live out your life that way. So what many people don't know is that I've failed, in a sense, a lot in my life. But I haven't allowed those failures to determine my identity. If anything, I've allowed those failures to refine and restore my life so that I can become a greater and better person than I was before. In fact, my book, Refine and Restore, that releases on October 8th, is full of some of my greatest failures and sin areas of my life. And yet, I don't let that become the period of my life. I allowed those things, those areas that I felt weak in, those areas I feel kind of ashamed by, those areas I'm almost embarrassed to say out loud and share with all of you, but I put in a book, so apparently it's public. But I allowed them instead to refine me and restore my heart back to the truth that I am loved by God and I have a purpose in this world. Okay, number two, that one was getting deep. So let's go to number two. I'm a bad mom for pursuing my passions and gifts outside of motherhood. Oh man, have you guys heard this one out there? I hear it said a lot, right? And I used to feel guilty that I have creative talents and gifts outside of motherhood that I like to pursue with God. Now, while there is nothing wrong with women who feel their primary role and talent is to steward their children full-time in their home, homeschooling or keeping up with their activities, and I praise them and honor them for that, for me, it's been different. And why is that not allowed, right? I mean, God has wired me differently, and I'm the kind of mom that loves her kids and stewards them well to an extent, right? But I have found creative passions outside of motherhood that I feel God wants me to pursue with him as well, which has been writing books, coaching aspiring authors in my programs, creating new programs or products online, and speaking at conferences or workshops. Do my kids hate that their mom has these other creative passions and focuses some of her time and energy into these instead of them? No. In fact, they've continued to be my biggest cheerleaders with my work, at least of what they know about what I do, and have shown me so much about how much they love what their mommy's doing and what I feel I've been called to do with God right now. Now, there is a balance. Or should I say pseudo balance, as nothing is ever perfectly balanced, but I am always assessing my time and whether or not I'm spending enough quality time with them so they feel loved and cared for, while also spending enough time to cultivate and expand my business and creative gifts into the world. But to believe that I'm a bad mom for pursuing my passions and gifts outside of motherhood, that's a lie that I'm casting aside and restoring back with the truth. God has created these passions and gifts inside of me to be used for his glory in and outside of motherhood. And if this is you, I ask that you go ahead and reclaim this over your life too. Number three, I will never lose the extra weight and get healthy. So after becoming a mom to not just one, but two babies, mind you, and then getting pregnant and having another baby 19 months later, where I gained 60 pounds, y'all. Yes, 60. It has been a struggle to lose that last 20 and gain the muscle that I've lost since my pre-baby days. Now, I get it. If you've seen pictures of me online or even seen me in person, I know I'm not super heavy. And I really hide these extra 20 pounds really well with how I dress. But it's also not a bad thing to want to get more healthy and fit so I can have more energy. And let's be honest, I really want to fit in my skinny jeans again, the ones that I love so much and paid so much money for. Amen. So I'm removing the lie that says I will never lose that extra weight that I'm carrying and that I will never get healthy again because I'm too busy to focus on myself. Friends, you can do this with me. You can remove this lie too and start setting up small baby steps to achieve the success you want. For me, it started with 30-minute walks over the past several months and now entering back into 30-minute workouts 3 to 4 times a week. Nothing crazy, yet I am seeing the difference in my mental stamina, the energy in my body, and I'm definitely feeling it in my glutes again with those quad exercises. I'm on a healthy eating plan and I'm making progress toward my goal. And that's the point. I'm not obsessing about it, but just staying steady with it and remembering that I'm doing this so I can run, jump, and play with my kids for the long haul. I'm going to decide that I do have time and that this is important for me to pursue because I want to stay healthy and strong and get to a place where I feel content again with where I'm at. Number 4, it's wrong to want to make a big impact in this world. I've wrestled with this thought so incredibly much, and I've finally felt some clarity over the past year and a peace as to what I understand to actually be true. You see, I've continued to feel guilty that I want to make a big impact for the world because it makes me sound prideful, like I want attention for myself. Although this can and has happened where I've had to repent and come back to the stance of realizing that everything I do is not about me and I have to have the focus of my Creator in mind, that it's for His glory and not my own. I just want you to know that it's not a bad thing though, and you can still want to create and desire a big impact in the world and do it with a humble stance. Wanting to make a big impact doesn't mean that the seemingly smaller roles I have in my life are also not as important or impactful. I want to make a big impact in my kids' life, in my friends' lives as well. I want to steward their hearts to understand their creative gifts, talents, and passions. I want them to have the confidence to step out in faith and pursue some of the wild adventures God has invited them into with Him. However, there's nothing wrong with the opposite, staying small and creating impact in less spread out ways. Maybe the impact you will be deeply saturated, but within a very small circle in the community around you. This isn't any less important than ones that take on a larger reach, but perhaps not as deeply saturated. Do you see what I mean? It goes back to the verse in 1 Corinthians 12:22 that says, "In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary." It's talking about how we all have been given unique gifts, characteristics, and roles to play in this world. And while maybe you are the eye, you are no less important than the hand because we all have to work together within our gifts and the role God has given us to be effective with in this world as a body of Christ. Not one is more important than another. So, saying you want to make a big impact in the world isn't wrong. I think deep down, we all want this. And if we all want this, then we must remember that we all need to work together as a whole so that we all can be celebrated and utilize our gifts in the way that is most impactful for the circumstances and situations we have been given. And that we are all worth the same. I'm also an Enneagram 3. Enough said. Okay, number 5, the lie that I can't change and grow from my original focus. Okay, so I still remember seeing a post by Donald Miller of a comment he received from someone. If you don't know who Donald Miller is, he is an author that started writing spiritual memoir type of books, which impacted thousands of lives. But multiple years later, he has found himself to be an excellent businessman and founded the company StoryBrand, which has impacted companies and business people alike across the globe. But someone commented on his feed, "I wish you would go back to writing your spiritual memoir books. I liked you better then." Donald proceeded to say how growth in life is a process. That while he loved his season of writing books on the spiritual category, a new season began where he also became passionate about business and helping branding for businesses. He realized that while God had him impacting others for a season in one way, he could change and grow and follow where his passions went for the next season. And while this person didn't like this change and shift, you need to know that it is okay. In fact, more than okay to change and grow from your original focus or path if you feel God is propelling you to do so. It's okay to do something for a season and realize that you are being called to something else for another season. While some people may not appreciate or like this change, you just need to do you. You need to do what God's called you to do. I'm going to be honest in that I feel myself split a bit in this season. While I love impacting others through spiritual and personal growth, I also have a strong desire to coach others through business strategy and growth that I've learned over the years. And maybe I don't have to choose, but instead I can do both. I can do both spiritual and personal growth writing and helping women pursue their passions and start small businesses to impact His kingdom while providing for their family. You may start seeing a few subtle changes over the next year as I start growing into this area of interest as well. But the way I see it is it's more of a blending of who I am and embracing the fact that I am multi-creative, multi-passionate, and eclectic a bit in my ideas, which can still work together in harmony with one another, unlike what some people might say or believe. One thing I assure you will never change though, and it's my passion and love for Jesus in everything that I do. I hope you gain the courage to overcome the lies you're believing in about yourself too. Friend, it won't happen overnight, but over time, moment by moment, you can reclaim the truth of who you really are and live into that freedom you are meant to live in right now. Need a powerful tool to help you overcome the lies you're believing about yourself and restore the truth of your identity through the power of Scripture? I invite you to grab the Refine and Restore Your Heart and Soul Journal that walks you through Psalms and select Proverbs in the Bible to help you understand the truth of God's identity, which in turn will help you understand the truth of your identity. Think of it as an interactive devotional journal in which hundreds of people have found hope and healing from. And now it's your turn. Just look up Refine and Restore Your Heart and Soul Journal on Amazon and grab your copy today. In fact, feel free to throw in a copy of my newest book, Refine and Restore, Revive Your Heart, Release Your Purpose, which releases October 8th, and then go to refineandrestore.com to claim your pre-order gifts as well. Let's refine away the lies holding us back and restore our hearts and minds back to what is really true.